Hello, my name is Anna Booth with Anna Booth Interiors, and I had the unique honor of designing this year's foyer for the Southeastern Show House. I founded my company 10 years ago, and it's really just been a word-of-mouth evolution ever since, with a focus on whole homes from the ground up, and even last year we got to complete our first club project in North Carolina. I would say that our aesthetic point of view truly changes from project to project. And to me, that is what makes it so interesting. We try to center it around the client and what their daily habits and rituals are, and beginning with the function of each space, and that precedes the aesthetic. And it's in that experience and getting to know them that we learn them, and then we design spaces uniquely tailored to them. Our clients are discerning, they're traveled, they're collectors, they have stories to tell. They come to us not for necessarily what they saw somewhere else, but for what they uniquely desire, and maybe even what unique needs they have. It's an honor to be asked to participate in this show house and to use lines that we get to use on a daily basis. We so appreciate the showrooms and vendors that support us every day in our work and that have allowed us to display their pieces in our space. In the foyer, we're featuring a light fixture by Jam, which is available through Ainsworth Noah, an antique old monastery table from Rath Antiques, which is located in Texas. And above that hangs a tapestry by Zardy and Zardy, which is based in the UK, but represented locally by Holland McRae. You'll also notice some unique one-of-a-kind pieces of art and pottery, including my sister-in-law, Jeanette Morrow, my friend, Michelle Toole, artists Carrie Hayes and Amanda Carroll. And Lush did all of our plantings in foliage. I think I'd say that my favorite pieces in the room are the ones that are one of a kind that can't be replicated. I think perhaps we hold the greatest sentiment to those pieces. So I gather my favorite pieces would be the pottery and the art.